Jerry, that was a gunshot.
Let's hit the store again, Jerry.
Okay, no.
That did it.
Yes, but, oh, darling, look.
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Barbara Britton and Richard Denning. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, The Saint of George Street. Twice a day, morning and evening, 5 days a week, for 5 years, Fran Leland has traveled from George Street to work in the offices of Gerald North Publisher and home again. In a few moments, she will be making the trip once more. This time, though, it will be different. Fran is going back to George Street to stay. But first, there is one last goodbye to be said.
Hi. Oh, Mrs. Leland. Come in.
I'm leaving now, Mr. North, but I wanted to stop and say goodbye. Tell you how much I've enjoyed working here.
Well, thanks, Mrs. Leland. Oh, you've met Mrs. North, haven't you?
Well, yes.
Hello, Mrs. Leland.
Mrs. Leland and her husband are going into business for themselves, Pam.
Really? Oh, that's wonderful, Mrs. Leland. What kind of business?
Well, it's nothing much, Mrs. North. Ray and I are opening a little variety store on George Street.
Oh, you must be terribly excited.
And scared. Every penny Ray and I have been able to save in the last 5 years is tied up in that store.
Oh, you'll make out.
Of course you will. Oh, but I know how you feel. Jerry, remember when you went into business for yourself?
Oh.
We were so frightened we couldn't eat.
Oh, which was just as well because we didn't have money to buy any food.
Mr. and Mrs. North, Ray and I are giving a little party at the store tomorrow evening, the night before our official opening. Just a few people, friends, neighbors, and other storekeepers on George Street. I'd like to have you come.
Why, we'd love to, Mrs. Leland.
Oh, you bet.
Thank you. And stop being frightened and just be excited. Your store is going to be a huge success. I just know it.
Oh, I hope so, Mrs. North. I hope so.
There. How's that, hon?
Just right.
And how about a kiss for your big businessman husband, eh?
Well...
Come here, you.
Oh,
Fran, honey, why the tears?
I'm just so happy, that's all. Oh, darling, hold me just for a minute.
Sure, baby, sure.
So this isn't the way you run a business.
Papa,
you know, I bring the vino for the party tonight.
Hey, maybe we ought to have a glass right now, huh? Just the three of us.
No, I got to get back next door. Mrs. Solomon, she just bring in the kids' shoes. 6 pair, half soles and heels. I got to have them today, Papa, she used to say.
And, of course, you said, all right, Mrs. Solomon.
What's to do but to do it.
I'll take the wine in back.
Okay, hon. Hey, Gino, look here.
Huh?
Come here, look. It's something you haven't seen. Just delivered a little while ago. Hey, how about it, huh?
Ramon, she's beautiful.
Yeah? Listen.
Oh, she's a sound real good, real good.
Music this diner has.
What's that?
Hiya, Papa. How's Trick?
Okay. But to you, the name's Mr. Favari, not Papa.
Yeah? Well, okay, Papa. Hello, Mr. Leland.
I better get back and fix the shoes for Miss Solomon.
Yeah, see you later, Gino.
Swell old guy, ain't he? Everybody likes old Gino.
Yeah, what can I do for you, Mr.?
Davis. Dick Davis. Nice place you got here.
Thanks, but...
Open for business tomorrow, I hear.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Well, Mr. Leland, you being new on George Street, you probably don't know how things operate down here.
Operate? I don't understand you.
Well, it's this way, Mr. Leland. We got an organization here on George Street. You know, a sort of a club to help the people. It's called the George Street Political Association.
I'm not interested in politics.
Ah, sure you are, Mr. Leland. You gotta be. George Street's a funny place. Things can happen. Someday a bunch of kids might come in here and start fooling around and, well, you know how some of these punks are. They might tip over a counter and do a lot of damage. Now, the association doesn't want that to happen. So we're putting you down for, oh, say, 50 a month.
So that's it.
That's what, Mr. Leland?
The old protection racket.
Protection racket? Now, you got it all
wrong.
Get
out of here.
Now, just a minute, fella.
You heard me. Out.
Take your hands off me.
All right, mister, you're asking for it.
Ray, what in the world?
Stay out of this, honey. Now, listen, you get up, get out, and stay out.
You shouldn't have done this, fella. Ask your wife. She knows George Street. She'll tell you all about it.
You know what that guy tried
to... I know. Everybody on George Street knows Deke Davis. Who he is, what he is, who he works for. But I'm afraid he's right. Ray, you shouldn't have done that.
Gino! Hey, Gino, come here.
What do you want, Raymond? Morbid, huh?
No, Gino, I want you to meet Mr. and Mrs. North. Mr. and Mrs. North is Gino Fafari.
How do you do?
You are the man Francesca's worker for.
That's right.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you, Mr. North. Francesca, she's telling me all the time what a nice man you are.
You know, Gino practically raised Fran after her mother and father died.
She's a wonderful girl. You should listen to her, Raymond. Listen. You tell me, what do you do to Dick Davis?
Oh, if he'd have got out like I told him to, I wouldn't have had to sock him.
Well, this sounds interesting.
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Leland, what happened?
Oh, a mug named Dick Davis came in this afternoon trying to sell me protection.
Protection?
You know, the old dodge. Of course, he didn't call it protection. He wanted me to join an outfit called the George Street Political Association. $50 a month.
Raymond, do it.
Huh?
All the people, everyone with the store, they all belong.
Belong? You mean they pay?
All right, pay then. But it's the best, Raymond. I know. I have my shoe shop on George Street for 25 years. I know. $50 a month is a lot of money, but... Well, I know that, too. But...
Look, Gino, it's not just the dough. You bet it's a lot, especially when Fran and me are just getting started, but it's... Well, it's the principle of the thing.
I think you're absolutely right, Mr. Leland.
Oh, Mr. North, maybe he's right. But sometimes being the right is...
Oh, come on, Gino. Let's break it up, huh? How about getting Mr. and Mrs. North some of your vino, huh?
Okay. I'll be right back.
He makes the stuff himself. Wait till you taste it.
Wow!
He seems like a wonderful man.
Oh, that's just the word for Gino, Mrs. North. Wonderful. The saint of George Street. That's Papa Fafari.
Ray! Ray!
What is it, honey?
Darling, that car out in front.
Car?
Look.
What about it?
It drove up a couple of minutes ago. There are a couple of kids in it, and they just keep staring in at us.
Oh, now look, honey, don't...
Ray, look out! Hurry!
Get away from that window, Pam.
What happened?
The man in that car just tossed a brick through it.
A dirty little rat.
Ray, no! Stay here, please! Ray, stay in here!
What do you think, Hollister?
I think you better get a new window, Mr. Leland.
That's real funny. What about the guys who heaved that brick?
What about them?
Aren't you going to try to find them?
Sure, I'm going to try.
Real hard, it sounds like.
Raymond.
Look, Mr. Leland, me and my partner have 7 cases already. This one makes 8. You'll get your share of the time, but that's the best we can do.
What about this guy, Deke Davis? He's behind this.
We'll question him. We won't get any answers, and he'll have an alibi, and even if we arrest him, Sam James will have him out on bail in an hour.
Sam James?
Mm-hmm.
Who's he?
The president of the George Street Political Association.
Bert, who's really behind this? Deke Davis is just an errand boy.
Well, look, Detective Hollister, if you know so much about this racket, why can't you do something about it?
Racket, Mr. North? What racket? Mr. Leland here was asked to join a club. He refused. His window was smashed.
Well, that wasn't just coincidence.
I know it. You know it. Papa Fafari knows
See?
It. And so does Mr. Leland. But what we know and what I need to make an arrest aren't the same thing.
Uh-huh. So there's nothing you can do, huh?
That's about it, Mr. Leland. I'm sorry,
Well,
but...
there's something I can do. I'm not going to take this lying down.
Raymond.
I'm going to fight back.
How, Mr. Leland?
I don't know, Mr. North. But I'm going to fight.
And that's the whole rotten story, Bill. Ray Leland needs help, all the help he can get.
But what can I do, Jerry? This is homicide. Investigating broken windows is a little out of our jurisdiction.
Now, don't you start being facetious, Bill Wigand.
I'm sorry, Pam, but
now,
I...
Now, look, Bill. You have a pretty good entree to the commissioner's office, don't you?
Well, yes.
Well, Ray Leland is trying to organize a protest meeting, Bill. A meeting of all the merchants on George Street.
He thinks it would help if he could announce that some important police official, perhaps even the commissioner, would be at the meeting and speak.
Well, okay, Jerry. I'll see what I can do.
Thanks, Bill.
But there's just one thing. Now, is Leland sure he can organize a meeting?
No, Bill, he isn't. But he says he can be sure that he can guarantee it if he can talk an old fellow named Gino Fafari into helping him.
Look, Raymond, what you do, that's your business.
But they won't listen to me, Gino.
Well, do you blame them?
No, Fran, I don't blame them. They don't know me, but Gino, they do know you.
And they know George Street. They know this racket is just as much a part of the street as the rest of the dirt and filth. Darling, you're not the first man who thought he could change things here. There was a man named Allegro. Gino remembers him.
Allegro. See, I remember.
He tried to fight Sam James, and then one night he was run down by a car. A hit-and-run accident, the police had to call it, even though they and everybody else knew it was murder. Darling, if Allegro couldn't win, you can't.
She's a right, Raymond.
Oh, you don't really believe that, Gino. You just want to believe it, because...
Because why? Because I'm scared. See, I'm scared, Raymond, that I'm not ashamed of it.
Well, neither am I. I'm scared, too. But there's a difference between being afraid and being a coward.
Ray!
A coward? I'm sorry, Gino. I shouldn't have.
Me? Gino Fafari, a coward? I'll tell you something. Something I never tell before. In Italy, 30 years ago, I fight the fascisti. I'm put in a prison. I'm beaten and tortured. I'm going to be shot, but I escape and I go on fighting the black shirts until...
Then fight them again, Gino. That's what these guys are. Sam James, Dick Davis, all of them. They're black shirts. They're fascisti.
But I'm an old man.
All you have to do is talk to the others who own shops on this street. Just ask them to come to the meeting tomorrow night.
Don't do it, Gino. Don't let him talk
to
you.
Shut up, Fran. How about it, Gino?
All right, Raymond. All right. I'm sorry, Francesca, but... Well, what's to do but to do it.
Who is it? Come in. Well, come on, let's have it. What's happening?
Nothing good, Sam. Papa Fafari was in every store on the street this morning.
Papa Fafari?
And everybody's going to be at that meeting tonight just because he asked them to come. They'll be hanging from the chandeliers. And look at this. A handbill that guy Leland's got out.
Sam James must go. George Street merchants are through...
They're all over the street. And I hear some people named North have promised Fafari and Leland that the police commissioner will be at the meeting. What are we going to do, Sam?
Pour me a drink.
Sam, you got to listen.
Pour.
Sure, Sam, sure. Here, Sam.
Well, the street's got to be taught a lesson, Deke.
Like when that Allegro guy, when we got him?
No, no, we don't have to go that far. Not yet. But somebody's got to get hurt.
Leland?
Huh? No, Papa.
Oh, Gino? Oh, now wait, Sam. You know how the street feels about that
sure,
old guy.
Sure, sure, I know. And that's why he's our boy. And the street will realize if it can happen to Papa Fafari, it can happen to any of them. Now take care of it.
I don't like it, Sam.
I'm not asking you to like it. I'm just telling you to take care of it.
Okay, Sam.
And Deke.
Yeah?
I just want Fafari hurt, and that's all, understand? So when you go calling on him, be sure you leave your hardware at home. Papa in a hospital is one thing. Papa in the morgue is another.
Golly, Jerry, look at the crowd.
Yeah, the hall's practically filled.
Uh-huh. Oh, Jerry, look, there's Mrs. Leland.
Yeah, let's go over and speak to her.
Hello, Mrs. Leland.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. North, I didn't see you come in.
How are you, Mrs. Leland?
I'm all right.
Is Mr. Leland here?
Yes, he's down in the front of the hall talking to some men.
Oh, well, why don't we all go down and help...
No, I want to stay here, Mr. North. I'm waiting for Mr. Fafari.
What? Isn't he here yet?
No, and I can't understand it. I've called his shop, but he doesn't answer. I'm worried.
Well, now, I'm sure everything's going
to... Mr. North, please! Is there a Mr. North in the hall?
Jerry, that man's asking for you.
Mr. North?
Yes, sir, right here.
You're wanted on the telephone, Mr. North. You can take it back there. The payphone on the wall to your right.
All right, thank you.
Well, who are you supposed to be calling you here?
Well, there's only one way to find out. Excuse me. Hello?
Jerry, this is Bill.
Bill, where are you?
Still in my office. Now look, Jerry, something's happened. I just received a call from the George Street precinct about this shoe repair man, Gino Fafari.
Yeah, what about him?
Well, about 20 minutes ago, he was found in the alley between his shop and the Leland store. Dead.
Dead?
Yeah. He'd been beaten up, then shot.
You fool, you big stupid moron, do you realize what you've done?
I had to do it, Sam. I had to.
Had to. You couldn't handle that old coat without plugging him?
Let me tell you what happened, will you?
I know what happened. You killed a guy, you murdered a man, and if they catch you, you'll go to the chair so fast that...
Sam, will you listen
to
what
I... Look, I told you not to pack around, didn't I? Now answer me, didn't I?
Yes, Sam, yes.
Yeah. Well, why didn't you do like I said?
If you'll just listen, Sam, the old guy pulled a knife on me.
So you shot him?
I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to kill him.
But he's dead. Now stop blubbering. Now stop. Now, give me that gun.
Why?
Give me it.
Here.
Where'd you get it?
From a guy when I was out in Chicago last summer.
Oh, is there a number on it?
I filed them off.
And then it can't be traced back to you.
No. That rod could belong to anybody.
Okay, now get rid of it. Now take it down to the river. No, I don't trust you. I'll do it myself.
Oh, I'll do it, Sam.
I said I'll do it. Now, you're going to need an alibi.
I can fix that.
Now, it's got to be good. It's got to be solid and airtight.
Oh, it will be.
Okay. Then with this gun in the river, we're set. Now, just keep your head, Dick. Now, don't get the jumps. Don't get rattled, and then they can't touch us.
Oh, Gino. Gino.
Jerry, get Leland away from here, will you?
Sure, Bill. I'll take him into his store. Pam's there with Mrs. Leland.
Okay, I'll be there in a few minutes.
Right. Come on, Mr. Leland. We're just in the way out here. Let's go on into the store.
This is my fault, Mr. North. I shouldn't have left him alone. I didn't think they'd try anything with Gino.
Is that you, Jerry?
Yes, Pam.
Is Fran in the back room, Mrs. North?
Yes, she is.
I want to see her.
How is she, Pam?
She just sits, Jerry. She won't say a word. She sits and stares into space.
Come on.
Fran? Fran, honey, please listen
to me. Don't touch me, Ray.
Fran,
you had to be a hero. You and your principal. Well, your precious principal just killed one of the sweetest old men who ever lived.
Look, Mrs. Leland, the police will get the men responsible for this.
That won't bring Gino back.
No,
and don't kid yourself, the police won't get them. This is George Street, Mr. North, George Street. Sam James and his gang will get away with this just the way they've gotten away with everything else.
Not this time. I'll get Sam James if it's the last thing I ever do.
Now, just a minute, Leland.
Get out of my way, Mr. North.
Well, where are you going?
That's my business.
Look, Leland, let the police handle Sam James.
No, Fran's right. The police haven't got a thing on Sam James, and they won't get anything.
Nevertheless, you...
But I'm not the police. I don't have to worry about evidence. Now, get out of my way.
You're staying here.
We'll see about that.
Leland, listen to me.
Oh, Jerry! Jerry! Darling, wake up. We've got to stop him!
All right, now, Deke, now beat it. And don't come around here again until...
Who's dead?
Get that gun out of sight in the drawer. Who is it?
Ray Leland.
Leland?
I'll talk to you.
Just a minute.
You can let him in.
What's the matter with you? Why not see him? I have nothing to hide, have I?
No, Sam, but...
Okay, then.
Mr. James.
Coming. Now, you get going, Deke. Out the back way.
Okay, Sam.
Well, Mr. Leland, come in.
Lock it.
Huh?
Lock the door.
Say what?
Lock it or you'll get this knife in you right now.
Okay. Would you mind telling me what this is all about?
Get away from the door.
Now, Okay.
All right. Now, I want to know who killed Gino Fafari.
I know you didn't do the job yourself, so who was it?
Now, wait a minute. What are you talking about? Has something happened to old Gino?
Stop that, you stop!
Now, let go of me!
I'll let go. I'll catch you loose if you don't tell me who killed Gino!
Now, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know the old guy was dead.
Okay, you filthy little rats, you're gonna get it, right?
No, now let go!
Come back here, you!
Oh, you stay away from me. Stay away from me, you crazy fool! Now, you stay away, you hear?
Well, that gun isn't gonna do you any good, Sam.
Get out of here!
James! Leland! Open up! Police!
Police, you hear that, Leland?
I heard it.
All right, then. Now use your head. Get away from that door.
I got something to finish with you first.
Now, don't be a fool, Leland. Look, I don't want to shoot you, but I will if you don't get away from that door.
No, we've got to get in there.
Come on, Jerry, let's see if we can strain the door.
Okay, Bill.
He should have talked, Sam!
Good Lord. Leland. Bill, is he?
No. Not yet, anyway. Call an ambulance, Jerry.
All right.
Your phone's in the bedroom.
I'll find it.
Look, it wasn't my fault. He jumped me. He wanted to kill me.
Relax, James.
You were right outside the door. Now, you heard him.
Yes, we heard it all.
Then you know it was. It's not my fault. You know I had to shoot him. It was in self-defense.
Quiet, quiet, will you? You're in the clear.
That's right. Sure. I'm in the clear.
So hand over the gun, huh?
What?
The gun. Give it to me.
Why? What do you want with the gun? I shot him in self-defense. I'm in the clear. You said so yourself.
Then why don't you give me the gun?
Well, I...
Is it yours?
Yeah. No. No, it isn't mine.
Then whose is it?
Well, it's...
Bill, what's the matter with him?
I don't know. Give me the gun, James.
Here.
That's funny.
What, Bill?
This gun is a .38 caliber, and Gino Fafari was killed with a .38.
You think...
I don't know, Pam, but ballistics can tell. You know, maybe Leland got Sam James after all.
Ballistics matched up the bullet the doctors took out of you with the one that killed Gino Fafari. Well, Sam James cracked and told the whole story.
Good. Now, I'm glad I didn't kill him.
Well, Deke Davis would probably never been caught if you had.
Yeah, Mrs. North. And not only that, but... Oh, I don't know. I was wrong. I should have done as you said, Mr. North, and left it to the police. When Fran talked to me the way she did, I just went off my nut.
Well, you're going to be out of the hospital in a few days, Ray, and everything will be all right.
Oh, with Fran feeling the way she does.
Fran's outside, Ray.
Outside?
Yeah. She'd like to see you.
You're kidding.
No.
Well, why? I mean, from what she said.
Sure, but Pam had a long talk with her, and, well, they decided that this is the way Papa Fafari would have wanted it. And you know how women are.
They're pretty wonderful, Mr. Nard.
I think so, too, Mr. Leland. I think so, too.